Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We are here live to address your questions and real-life issues and invite your calls to 1-800-677-9377. If there's something you'd like to talk about, call now, 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God offers true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and we invite you to listen and take part to learn how the basic gospel intersects with your life every day. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
We're talking about this new covenant, and one of the things that we see in the new covenant is a guarantee. And of course, in our culture today, we're always interested in guarantees. Any product we buy, we want to know if there's a money-back guarantee, if it doesn't work, if we don't like it, if it's not satisfactory. But in this new covenant, we have the best guarantee that's ever been given. In verse 22 of chapter 7, the writer of Hebrews says this, because of this oath, so God made an oath declaring this new covenant to be true, because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantee of a better covenant. So how do we know this covenant is going to be right for us and real for us and true for us? Well, Jesus is the guarantee. And so he's the guarantee of a better covenant. Now, there have been many of those priests since death preventing them from continuing in office. So in that old covenant, the Old Testament priests, they died. Mm-hmm. And then the next generation would rise to power. And then they would die off. And then the next generation and the next generation. But in this new covenant, we have Jesus Christ. And because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. A permanent priesthood. Therefore, here's the guarantee. He is able to save completely those who come to God through him because he always lives to intercede for them. Now, that's a guarantee, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we get calls all the time, people saying, well, you know, I'm not sure, maybe I lost my salvation, I'm not sure where I stand with God, and doubt creeps in and accusation hits. And, you know, what we're learning from this is that we'll be saved as long as Jesus lives. It's about the length of Jesus's life. It's about the quality of Jesus's life. And so my eternal life is really his life. So it's wrapped up in the length and the quality of Christ's life, not the quality of my life on earth in my behavior, but the quality of his life, and his life lasts forever. Therefore, I'm good to go.
Absolutely. That's what the word completely means. That's the guarantee that we have in this new covenant. And I love how the writer of Hebrews just carries this theme forward. Such a high priest meets our need. So not only does he save us completely, there's other things that he brings to the table as well. One who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike any other high priest, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men who are weak, but the oath which came after the law, appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. So Jesus Christ is one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. And guess what he does for us? Man, he makes us holy in God's sight. He makes us blameless in God's sight. He purifies us. He sets us apart from sinners. That's the call of salvation, where he rescues us from darkness and puts us in light. And then he's exalted. He was exalted above the heavens. Guess what? If we're in Christ, we're already seated with him in the heavenlies, as Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this helicopter view that God has. You read the words once for all. And so God's in the helicopter view, looking over all of your sins, past, present, and future. And through Christ, he's taken them all away. It's not a one by one or a little by little. So this promise that we have, it's wrapped up in the fact that God anticipated every way in which we could mess up. And then in one foul swoop, he comes down and he just takes away our sins And you read it, Bob. It's once for all.
Absolutely. That's our guarantee. Let's talk about it on today's broadcast. 1-800-677-9377. 1-800-677-9377 is the number to call if you have a question about salvation, assurance of salvation, forgiveness of sins, about this new covenant. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. And today we have Andrew Farley with us. This is a pleasant surprise for us, and I know for our listeners as well. So that was the other voice you were hearing. Richard Pfeiffer is here as well. We want to hear from you. Again, that number, 1-800-677-9377. And Richard, tell our listeners about our brand-new resource, this New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide.
Yeah, hot off the presses. It have literally just showed up yesterday. We've been waiting for a month. The New Covenant Journey, it's a soup-to-nuts Bible study. Don't think of it as 80,000 pages. It's an overview of the great themes, starting with the New Covenant as the organizing principle for everything, and then we deal with things like Jesus and the Bible and salvation and forgiveness and identity and how to live this life. Everything is tied up in the New Covenant because Jesus gave us that New Covenant. And, I had a big hand in writing it. We did it as a team. And this thing holds together. It is Bible verse after Bible verse with lots of questions to go along with those verses so that you can think your way through with the Holy Spirit's help to understand these great themes, and it can change your life.
Yes, indeed. I think a Bible study resource like this, I know in my early days as a believer when life transformation really hit, I spent hours and hours and hours working through Bible study guides just like this. But most of those Bible study guides were very limited. They didn't give the New Covenant perspective. They didn't show me the difference between the old and the new and how to live the Christian life. But even then, they were meaningful to me. They really ministered to me. Mm-hmm. And I think this is one of the best resources out there on the market today, the New Covenant Journey.
And I love the size of it. This is something you can put in your Bible. You can put it in the back of your Bible and have it anytime you're just doing a Bible study or you're sitting in church and you have a question about forgiveness or your identity in Christ and you want those key verses to be handy. You've got all the key verses handy in this notebook that is the size of your Bible.
Absolutely. So take advantage of this offer, folks. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month. All the information on how to support this ministry is online at basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net. Or if you would like to talk with a redheaded lady named Billy who just loves to talk to people, we invite you to call 1-800-727-2828. 1-800-727-2828. Just tell Billy that you would like to make a contribution to the ministry and that you would like the New Covenant Journey, and we'll get one on its way to you as quickly as we can. Well, the number now to call the broadcast, 1-800-677-9377, 1-800-677-9377. I'm expecting some of our Canadian listeners to call and gloat a little bit over their hockey win, both in the women's hockey gold medal round and today as the men beat the USA team. So yeah, we're in mourning. We're a little depressed, and we need some encouragement,
yes,
folks.
Yes, something like 83% of Canadians took off work today to watch this game. So there they are at home. They're resting in Christ, enjoying the hockey game.
That's right. That's right. Well, let's go to our email bag and see what we have there.
Yeah, a guy by the name of Albert writes in and says, in Romans 2:16, the Apostle Paul writes about the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. And if you look it up, it actually has the phrase, according to my gospel. What does Paul mean by according to my gospel? Does it mean all mankind needs to go to Paul's gospel for salvation?
Well, the answer to that is yes, because Paul's gospel is the Jesus gospel.
Yeah, it's not like there's two gospels. And in fact, you got a lot of guys, Bob, who will sort of separate what Paul has said from Peter, James, John. We don't teach that. There's the whole gospel, the basic gospel is contained in the writings of all these apostles. And I think Paul's just saying, you know, you give your thoughts on this, but my take is Paul's just saying, I mean, judgment is part of the gospel message, because you go to Revelation chapter 20 and there's some judgment for unbelievers. You go to Matthew 25 and there's some judgment for unbelievers who are called goats in that analogy. They're sheep and goats. But hey, the good news is we're the sheep, not the goats, and there's no middle ground. There's no shoats. There's no geep. It's just sheep and goats, and thank God we are sheep.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. Indeed. So when Paul says it's my gospel, he's simply saying this is what saved me, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You could say that as an individual. If somebody needs to be saved, they need to be saved by my gospel. If they're going to be judged, they're going to be judged by my gospel. Well, what are you saying? That my salvation rides upon Jesus and Jesus alone, the person and work of Christ.
So we've taken ownership in this message. It's our gospel, because it's the message that saves us.
Absolutely. Jesus gives his life to us, so we share his life. We share his position. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We share all of the benefits that God the Father has bestowed upon him as Jesus the Son. We get all of that. It's all yours. We did a series on the book of Hebrews, and we have it available through our store, basicgospel.net. You can find it on the store link there. And it's a 14-message series on the book of Hebrews. We titled it, It's All Yours, because everything that God has given Jesus in this new covenant, we are partakers of as well, and Jesus is the guarantee.
Yeah.
So that's exciting stuff indeed. Well, 1-800-677-9377 is the number. Let's go to Trumbull, Connecticut, and talk with Juan. Hi, Juan.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today, my friend?
It's a rainy day. It's a rainy day up here.
Well, you know the Lord, and the Lord loves you, and that makes any day A-okay.
Yeah, Juan. Tell us, what can we do for you, my friend?
Well, my question is, you've been teaching about salvation, that once we save, Jesus Christ has paid the price, and there is no way in or anywhere or anyhow we can lose our salvation. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Well, Juan, you know, I think you have to ask a bigger question, and that is, how many of our sins did Jesus die for? Did he die for 99% of our sins, or did he die for 100%? And of course,
I believe he died for 100% of our sins.
Yeah, so then we have to say, well, what is the one and only thing that could ever separate us from God? And that answer is sins. Well, what did he do with our sins? He took them away. You know, people will say my sins are under the blood. Well, that's not true. That's not going far enough. Your sins are not under the blood. They've been washed away completely as far as the east is from the west. So the sin issue, Juan, is over. And that's what we Christians really have to wrestle with if we're ever going to just enjoy the presence of God. We have to figure out, the presence of God was taken from Adam and Eve because of their sins. The presence of God, you know, Jesus is saying, God, why have you forsaken me? Because he's taking the sins of the world. So sins was the problem, but the solution is Christ's death. He paid it in full, so nothing separates you from the presence of God. You know, I think, Juan, the takeaway here is we can wake up every day and say, thank you, Jesus, for taking away all of my sins, not some of them, and Jesus is your security. How do you feel about that?
Well, I believe that he is my security, but also I have to constantly be obedient, because once I disobey God and ignore what sin is, and then I will going to fall once again away or apart from God.
Well, Juan, let me ask you this question. If you died right now and you stood before Jesus, and Jesus asked you some questions, would you ever bring up your obedience to him in that conversation? Or would you simply say, Jesus, you shed your blood for me, you died in my place, you were raised so that I would have everlasting life? You would cling to Jesus and to Jesus alone. And that's all we're encouraging you to do in this life, is to cling to Jesus. He is your salvation. He is your guarantee. As we read at the very beginning of the broadcast, he has saved you completely, and he has promised he will never leave you nor forsake you, Juan, and he has promised that he will complete the work in you.
Yeah, you know, Juan, one more thought here is just, yeah. I think we have to remember that we are saved by faith in Christ. We are not saved by obedience. And so if we were saved by obedience, then that would be a works salvation. You see, I'm saved by what I do? No, I'm saved by who I believe in. And there's a big difference there.
What about many people that do believe in Christ, that have confessed Christ as their Savior of their life, but they persist in sin? And
yeah.
They die in sin, even though they confess Christ as the Savior of their life.
But I mean, you know, you're persisting in sin, and I'm persisting. I mean, I know we struggle with critical thoughts. We might have some gossip we're dealing with. We have lustful thoughts sometimes. I mean, you know, how much struggle is too much? See, when we start building our theology on some guy that's struggling over there, oh, look at that guy. He got saved, but oh, he's struggling, so he must not really be saved. Well, James says that we all struggle. We all stumble in many ways. So there's no sin that is too big for Jesus' blood. And you know, we love Jesus. We hate sin. We want to depend on Christ. We like upright living. We only promote godly living. But we know where it comes from. It comes from dependency on Christ. And he is the reason we're saved. It's not about our behavior.
Yeah, and any obedience that we have, the source of that is not ourselves. It's not our human effort. It's not our disciplined mind. It's not goal setting or any of those things. Any obedience that we have, the source of that is Jesus Christ himself. Mm. I love how Ian Thomas defined our relationship with the Lord. He said it was a three-prong relationship that we have. It starts with the love of God, which results in our love for God, which results in our dependency upon God, which results in our obedience to God. So in that equation, Jesus Christ is the source of it all. It starts with his love. It starts with his life. And we can count on the fact that his grace changes us from the inside out. So, Juan, if somebody's truly saved, Jesus Christ is alive living in that person. That person has been transplanted, taken out of darkness and put into light. That person has the grace of God flowing through them, and that grace will transform. That grace will change. That grace will bring about the very characteristics of God in a human life.
You know, we were reading in Hebrews. You read a fabulous verse, Bob, in Hebrews. And I guess to conclude here, I would just say, Juan, I wonder if you would make that verse your own. In other words, here's the verse, that he is able to save you completely because he always lives. So when, Juan, when you make that verse your own, you're looking up to heaven and you're saying, Jesus is able to save me completely because he always lives for me. And your salvation is wrapped up in Jesus' life, not in your track record.
Well, Juan, we sure appreciate your call. We're going to go to some other calls. But what I would like to do, we actually have a product on this. It's a single message called Drive the Stake. I want to send that to you as our compliments. And then once you listen to it, will you get back with us?
I sure will.
Thank you, Juan. You hang on. We'll get that information to you. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk with Sonny, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Sonny.
Yes, good evening, Pastor. How are you?
We're doing fine.
I love your ministry.
Well,
love
thank
your
you.
Ministry.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, I was reading Luke 16. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're listening.
I was reading, I think it's Luke 16:19, and what stood out at me when the rich man and went into Hades, all hell. And Lazarus went into Abraham's bosom. But the rich man requested two drops of water to be put on his tongue. if you're standing up at a flame of fire, how would you just want two drops of water on your tongue? And if you could help me with that, I would certainly appreciate it.
Well, Sonny, I don't know how to really help you with that, other than just to say that's what Jesus was telling his disciples. I mean, this was a story that he was trying to share with the conclusion of this. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead. He's trying to make a case that our faith, our salvation, our place with God forever hinges on this act of resurrection that was made known to the prophets of old and was brought to fulfillment in Jesus Christ. And so he's using this story as a way to bring them to that very point. So we try to make a lot out of, you know, the fact that this Lazarus guy was up in Abraham's bosom, and then this rich man was down below, and there was this chasm, and they could see across, and we want to try to figure that out and say, well, how did that all that work? I don't know, other than what this passage is saying to us. But what we do know is that if somebody cries out for just a couple of drops of water, anything that would bring some sort of comfort, you know that it wasn't a very good place to be in.
I see. Okay.
Does that help, Sonny?
Hey. Yes. It certainly did.
Okay.
It certainly did.
Hey, thanks for your call today.
Thanks, Sonny.
Okay. You call anytime. Let's go to Bloomfield, New Jersey, and talk with Navarre. Hi, Navarre.
Hello. Hey, God bless you. Really quick, I just want to comment because I've been doing research, you know, about can a believer lose his salvation. I just want to comment. My question, you know, I see Paul says he doesn't want to be disqualified after he's a preacher of the word. And then, you know, I see a lot of Christians, good working Christians, that bear a lot of fruit and then turn back into the world. I don't believe that. I believe that a person chooses to give to forfeit the salvation.
Well, Navarre, Let me ask you a question, Navarre. What about Jesus' choice? That's the whole issue. If Jesus chooses to save me completely, can I go against that? No. Jesus saves me, and that's what we need to recognize. And
we have free will. What about free will?
Well, that's Navarre, I think we're missing the point of salvation. When we're saved, we become new creatures in Christ. Something happens to us inside. God's grace works in us in such a way that our hearts are changed. We have new hearts. We have new living spirits that have been indwelt by God's Holy Spirit. And we can trust God to complete the work, to save us completely. That's our guarantee in this new covenant. I know he asked about Paul and being disqualified. Paul's not talking about salvation there. He's talking about ministry, isn't he?
Yes.
And that's a completely different ball game.
Yes. And you can lose your job and not lose your salvation.
Absolutely. Well, Navarre, thanks for your call today. We sure appreciate it, as always. This is Basic Gospel. Andrew Farley, Richard Pfeiffer, we're here today. My name is Bob Christopher. Thank you for joining us as well. We want to, again, remind you of this wonderful new resource that we're making available this month for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. It is the New Covenant Journey. It's the first in the Basic Gospel study series. That means more of these are to come. We don't have them yet, but they're in the works. And the purpose of it is to connect you to the love of Jesus Christ. So take advantage of this. Make a gift today to Basic Gospel. You will be benefiting so many people who tune in each and every day looking for answers. And in the meantime, you'll be blessed individually. as you dive into the Word of God and see the fullness of God's love and grace for you. Well, have a wonderful weekend. We'll look forward to being with you again on Monday for another edition of Basic Gospel.